Oh, baby. Alt season is here officially. We got a lot to talk about today. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
The one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. I am your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to my real Hotep Astanis.
Hotep.
What's happening, y'all? What's happening? Let me close these charts because I'm going to be distracted if I keep looking at charts. Welcome, welcome all. Hold on, let me check on the chat. Where my chat is at? Where my real chat is at? Don Day, I see you. Joe Beard, what up, bro? Thumbnail of the year. Haram Life, what up, bro? Descendant of Loki, I see you. Justine, I see you. Welcome, 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 everyone. It's Friday. We made it. We absolutely freaking made it. Good to be here. It's Friday. I ain't got no job and I ain't got shit to do. So after today's stream, I'm going to relax. I was about to say I'm going to do nothing, but I just know I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to find something to do with my time that is constructive, but I'm going to try not to do something. I'm going to try not to. Matt Earth Theory, what up, bro? Fascinating week. Such a very fascinating week we've had this week. Today I have another PowerPoint presentation that we're going to work out with you. I'd just like to say real fast, shout out to everyone joining Hotep is standing in the Cryptoverse. We do have a Telegram. Bunch of people signed up yesterday. This is as we begin to onboard people. In superdap.ai. I'll show it to you really fast. Hold on a second. I guess I'll pull up this screen. The screen probably makes sense. Is this it? Yeah, that's it right there. And then I have to adjust on my screen. Hold on. Let me bring up another one here. So superdap AI. I mean, it has AI features. I don't think that's the coolest part about it, although it is pretty freaking cool. The reason why I say it's not the coolest part, but it is freaking cool, is because they have the capability to just, you know, if I want to send you Bitcoin, I can just tell the AI, like, yo, send my friend Bitcoin. And I don't have to go through the whole procedure of QR codes and copy, paste and all of that. And it'll just, you know, send tokens around the world. So that's really cool. I like the supergroups feature that we see here. This is going to be awesome. So people who want to get in contact with me, this is going to be the only place. I'm probably going to close my locals. I'm going to be 100% accessible on here. And I'll publish documents and my daily advice column, I guess we can call it, motivation column, whatever, you know, I don't know what to call it. But I basically jot notes daily and send it out to my subscribers. So, can't wait for this. But the cool feature I want to show you right here. Wrong one. Let's undo that. Let's close that. Let's click on this one. So right here, I'm going to zoom in and show you this feature here, right? So each group has a leaderboard, and the leaderboard is based upon how much you invest. And the more you invest, the more return you get. The more people in the group, the more we get. So this is what they call social fi or social finance. So at the current moment, if you're involved in one of our groups, you're not earning anything for that. However, you know, it's an interesting and fun way to say, you know, put your money where your mouth is, you know, because we're going to be talking to each other. So you can invest in, I like to call this the Hotepistan Cryptoverse. This is what I'm calling it. So we'll have a Hotepistan group when this opens up, and then you can invest super tokens. If you go to SuperDAP AI, you can hurry up and get on the list. And if you join our Telegram in the link description box below, you'll have the opportunity to get bumped up that list and get the airdrop. So we're going to drop some tokens to you guys so you can participate and be a part of Hotepistan and earn for being a part of that. So there is an earn program, you know, built into this stuff here. Here's another screenshot to show you what that stuff looks like. Yeah, so go to SuperDAP. That's 2P, SuperDAP.AI, and join the wait list. So when this thing comes out, you'll be ready to roll. All right. Shout out to Syscoin, Jag, Patrick, Alex, whole squad. Appreciate you. So today we're going to be talking about various topics, but as I start to refine this show and, you know, find the medium of what the audience wants, what the audience needs, what I want, what I need. I've been toying with this concept for the past few days of, you know, again, just sharing my mind with the community, right? And in a very interesting way, so we're not caught up in the news cycles. And today we're talking about the reaction industry. So hold on a second as I prepare this for you. Shout out to Jimmy Doss. Jimmy Doss with a $10 super.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Appreciate you, Jimmy. Jimmy's on Flopex. Shout out to Spotless for coining the term Flopex. Jimmy's been working out, getting it in. So he is a man of order. He is one of the men of order. Shout out to Jimmy. What did he say here? He says Syscoin. Hold on a second. I'm trying to adjust this thing on my screen here. I'm trash at it, but we'll get it right. Boom. I'll just leave it there. Screw it. He says Syscoin and SuperDAP is going to change the game. Salute. Yeah, I got another announcement coming. I have to check the legal ramifications of it all, but we got some interesting things coming in the world of cryptocurrency. So let's get ready, okay? If you got some coins, set some coins aside, because things are about to get interesting. Anyway, let's go to our feature presentation of the day. Today we are talking about the reaction industry. The reaction industry. And this is something that quite cognizant of, and I try to, you know, watch myself when it comes to this stuff, so I know I'm not participating in it. And again, I haven't thought this through, just like any time else I do these presentations. Well, sometimes they're thought through, but I have just a rough start, and you're gonna watch me work through this and see how my brain works, and we're gonna figure this thing out together. So today we're talking about the reaction industry, and I guess a good place to start would be my introductory tweet in regards to this subject matter. Let's pull it up here. Hold on. Excuse me. I said here, Americans on Twitter are caught in a loop of reactions that has developed an industry. The grifters siphon wealth from the audience's energy, which does not feed, but instead starves the audience. We'll discuss this phenomenon on the show today. So here we are discussing this phenomenon. Okay, so let's see how we can break this down. Now, the first thing I'd like to start off with is race. Because this is what this was inspired by, you know, the race baiting that we see online, right? So what happens? Media. media, right? And when we talk about media, in this instance, we're not talking about technically the news, but we're talking about all forms of media, right? We're talking about all forms of media. So a piece of media could be a viral clip of a high school fight, right? So the way the high school fight industry works is, I'll show you how this industry works really fast. So basically what happens is you need a group of grifters, right? So we're going to start with group of grifters. I love how this is developing, right? And then this group of grifters organize, right? And it could be a Telegram, right? Could be a Telegram group. Telegram's a popular app. We use it. A lot of people use it to organize, right? So the group of grifters, they organize and create a Telegram group. And what they do is they go to WorldStar, right? And they go to WorldStar. And WorldStar is a compilation of just decadent culture, right? So they grab the media, right? So they grab the WorldStar media, and then they begin to disperse or proliferate. I forgot the S in disperse. Sorry. Disperse or proliferate said content or media. I like to use the term media in this case, right? So a group of grifters, they organize, they band together, you know, behind a particular purpose. And usually the purpose is, you know, in this case, let's call it Elon Bucks, right? Let's call it Elon Bucks, right? So the group of grifters want Elon Bucks, right? And that's your Twitter situation, right? So they organize, maybe in a Telegram group, they go to WorldStar, they find fight videos, then they disperse and proliferate the media. And, you know, they add some sort of funky headline, like, and usually what they do is they race bait, right? So you'll see a video where, right now what's popular is, black beats white teen, right? So that's the thing that's popular right now. So, so the grifters get together, they want Elon Bucks, they organize in a Telegram group, they go to WorldStar Media, and then they begin to disperse and proliferate this media, and this media is usually race bait, right? And or one of the pieces right now that is bait. Now there are other types of bait, you know. So actually, let's do it like this. Let's just type in bait, and then let's do race bait. Let's do race bait, and then I'll list the different types of bait that we see today. So we got race bait, and then you have you got foreign war debate, foreign war bait. I don't need bait here because it's already there. You got foreign war. You got sexuality. You have intersexual dynamics. Right, and the list goes on. Right, so a lot of the target here. How do I fit the target? The target here are, how do we actually, let's create a new box. So we have, some understanding of what's going on here. So let's take this box and, let's duplicate this and let's bring this over here so we can talk more about this phenomenon, right? So really what we have here is the target are boomers, I don't know what term to use here, but not tech savvy, which also could be boomers, ignorant, and low IQ, right? So these are their targets. These are the people that they're targeting, right? I'll even throw in white trash in here just to really round this out and give you a concept of what's happening here, right? Like who they're targeting, right? And that's specifically for the race bait, right? So the target is boomers, people who are not tech savvy, ignorant people, low IQ people, and sometimes these people could be white trash. Somebody said easily manipulated. Okay, so let's type in, that's going to be emotional. Good point. I love that. See, we're working together here. This is great. So, and also the emotional, which could be, and predominantly time, women and effeminate men, right? So these are their target. This is their target base. Okay. Also, I should throw in here nationalists, right? But specifically ignorant nationalists, because there are good nationalists, and it could be even Christian nationalists. Christians are targeted here. That's a huge one, actually. Christians are targeted. That's a huge, huge one right now. So, you know, when we think about, you know, race bait, let's type in another example here. Christian, right? So, for example, with the Christian stuff now, we're seeing, oh my God, Israel is killing Christians in Palestine, right? So they use these triggers to sort of bait people, right? Cool. So now let's talk about this loop, right? And is there a here we go, cycle. So let's bring this in here, right? Oops. Let's bring this in here and let's. Ugh. Let's bring our. What the. Hold on, let's try this again. Why is it? Oh my God. Let's try this again. Hold on. Actually, you know what? I'll do this easier. We'll do this. This is an easier way to do this. Let's do this and then start a clean slate, right? So let's go there. Boom. All right. Now, I don't know how to add more than one here, but we'll make it do what it do, right? So can you guys see that? Is it small? All right. So let's close that. All right. So now you should see it big, right? So now we have the reaction industry loop. Right. So we've talked about the reaction industry. So it's going to start here. It's going to start with let's call it the Illuminati. Actually, let's not call it the Illuminati. Let's call it lizard men. Right. So we have the lizard men begin the thing. It starts with the lizard men. Right. And then the lizard men, they drop down their marching orders. Right. And their marching orders go down. And then, hold on a second. And then the lizard men, they pass this down to the agencies, right? It goes to the agencies. And once it goes to the agencies, after the agencies, it goes to the grifter class, right? So then it goes to the grifter class. And the grifter class is made up of influencers and politicians who sometimes are the same people. If you look at the politicians in America today, they act like influencers, right? AOC, she acts like an influencer. Marjorie Taylor Greene acts like an influencer, right? A lot of it is about, you know, just trying to be popular on social media. Vivek Ramaswamy is a great example of this, right? Where Vivek Ramaswamy, while he was running for office, you saw him all over the place. And then I saw somebody the other day, they said, where's Vivek? How come we're not seeing Vivek like we used to? And it's because his role is over. You know, he's moving on to waiting to see how he's going to fit into Trump's cabinet, and then he'll start his supreme grift back up, right? So, all right. So it starts with the lizard men. Lizard men, obviously, the lizard men. There are intermediaries between the lizard men and the agencies. But to make this simple, the lizard men pass it down to the agencies. The agencies pass it down to the grifter class. And the grifter class. Let's get rid of this. Then the grifter class what they do is they create the media or pass along media, right? So then down here we have media, right? And that could be all, as we said before, all forms of media, okay? And then once the media, now the media is going to pass it down to the hoi polloi, okay? And that's going to be your everyday commoner, right? And usually the hoi polloi are very common people, okay? They're not tech savvy. You know, they don't know how to detect when something is AI. They don't know how to detect when something is fake news. You'll see a lot of these grifters, they'll post something on social media and then they'll get community noted, right? And then the community notes basically saying, you know, this is fake news. So the hoi polloi it usually is not tech savvy, right? So now what happens is, it's going to go to... In this particular case, we're going to talk about the race bait reactionary industry, right? So in this case, we're talking about the race bait reaction industry, right? So basically what happens, it goes to, let's change hoi polloi to red whites, right? So it goes to the red whites. And now the red whites react, right? Somebody got beat up. Some white kid got beat up by some black folks, right? And then... the red whites react, right? So the red whites react to said video. And usually it's dog whistle racism. You know, they use terms like thug and oh my God and woe is me and all this other bitch ass shit, right? And then what happens is it gets to black people, right? So in this case, what happens is it gets to black people, right? It goes to black people. And I'm probably going to have to remove the lizardmen from this loop at some point as I'm working through this. I'm starting to realize it, right? So then it goes to black people. So then black people see this reaction from the red whites. And then black people react. Okay? In fact, it is actually becoming very simple now. Black people react. Actually, let's do it like this. Let's set them to the side. Let's set, because they just inject the loop, right? They just inject the loop. And then they react. Let me see how I can balance this out here. Give me just a moment to balance this out. Move that there. Right? Cool. So this is fairly decent enough to understand what's going on here. But this is the loop that we tend to see, right? So the lizard men and the agencies inject the agenda, right? In this case, it's going to be race baiting, keeping people divided, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to come in and it's going to go to the grifter class, right? I wanted to change that color, but for the sake of brevity, let's not worry about it. So the lizard men and the agencies, you know, pass down said information. It goes to grifter class. Grifter class creates the media, right? Then the media gets to the red whites, and then the red whites, they react. And then the black people react off of the red whites. And then the actions of the black people gets picked up by the grifter class, and the grifter class turns it into media. Then it goes to the red whites, and the red whites react, and then black people react, and it just keeps going over and over again, right? So basically what happens is you're stuck in this loop. We are stuck in this loop, us as a nation, people. And again, this can be anything. This can be Iran. You know, if we were to do, we could do the same thing with Israel, right? We could do the same thing with people in Palestine, right? So, you know, all we got to do is change this to pro-Palestine or pro-Israel. And it's the same thing. the same exact. It's the same exact. Middle East bait reaction loop. Middle East bait reaction industry loop. And this is an industry because people are getting rich off of this. Mostly the grifter class. The grifter class, this is who's getting rich. Okay? Because they're getting the Elon bucks. Okay? Stuart said, this is out. Don't lose this HJ. Just got to go in the HOTEP school curriculum. I got all of it here. I got it all here. I got it all in one document. So we got this. So the lizard man create the agenda. Agenda comes in. The grifters get it. They work on it. They create media. The media comes with, you know, headlines, right? Or captions, right? So let's add that here. So the grifters usually have headlines. This is how they manipulate you. Headlines and captions, right? So you'll often see that the headlines or captions don't exactly describe what you'll see in the media. Those two things sometimes will contradict each other. You'll see in the media that, you know, for example, they may say something like, I saw one, it was a Palestine video. There were protesters, Palestinian protesters in New York City, and this guy is walking through the mob of people. And the caption reads, "Man, like, viciously attacked by Palestinian protesters." But you watched the video and they just pushed him out of the crowd. They basically said, "Look, you do not belong here." They pushed him out of the crowd and towards the police. Now, I don't see any attack. He didn't have any bruises on him. He wasn't bleeding. There was nothing. So he wasn't attacked. So what they do is they gaslight, right? So let's add that to the loop because that's very important. Because what they do is they gaslight the red whites. Somebody's getting gaslit. The same thing happens in a Palestine conversation, right? So they'll find some video of some dead Israelis or some dead Palestinians, and then the caption says one thing, and then you go read, and it's just like, oh, these people were pretending. This was staged, or it's a music video. So they'll gaslight the next group, and then the next group will react. Red rights react, and then when they react, black people react, and then the reaction from black people goes back to the grifter class, and they go, look at how these people are acting, right? Also, it could come in a form of insults, right? Insults and mislabeling, right? So, for example, you know, something happened last week. I forget what it was. But, you know, who was it that they called a thug last week? They were like, oh, look at this thug. And I just thought it was just absolutely hilarious. Right. So, you know, the gaslighting. So there's gaslighting. There's insults and then there's mislabeling. Right. So the grifter class, again, media headlines and captions, they gaslight and mislabel. People that gets to the red whites react. Black people see what the red whites have said and then they react, right? So how do the HOTEPs play into all of this? Well, the truth of the matter is, and at this point I definitely want to find how to colorize this. How do I change the color? Oh, there it is. Size and rotation, position. Oh, it has a drop shadow. That's what it is. I don't want a drop shadow. Why is it faint? What is this? Give me my arrow, you bitch. Let me try this one. Oh, wait, did I find it? You can't see that. Oh, there we go. Boom. So here we go. So at some point you have to recognize and then exit the loop, right? And that's what I did, right? I noticed that the grifter class were gaslighting and creating this bait. And then I reacted to it like, yo, what the fuck? Like, it's election year. Why are you guys doing this? And going back to what we were talking about in yesterday's presentation is understanding. Right. And that's what is going to help you here is you have to begin to overstand your circumstances. Right. So what I did was I took a second. Right. Pause and stop. Right. And then I began to try to understand. So that's why I decided to take a think, right? And I decided to take a think. I said, well, what is going on here? And it's like, okay, there is, and this comes back to being able, the fact that I wrote my book, The Patriot Report, Unmasked Conspiracy of Money and War, available on HotepJesus.com. And in there, we're talking about, like, from Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, this balance of power, right? So the lizard people at some point put their chips behind the left wing media, the narrative, all of that stuff. And then all of a sudden they decide, OK, this left wing has grown grossly into this monster. And what they don't want is they don't want the monster to become too big to control, because that's a Frankenstein scenario. So they say we have to balance out the monster. So then they shift things to the right wing. And that's when me and Uncle Hotep were talking about who got the call. We saw recently The Rock said he's not, you know, co-signing Biden. He's disappointed in his administration. And Stephen A. Smith and all these other people have come out. And they're not saying that they're pro-Trump or anything like that. But you're starting to notice that it's okay to ridicule the Biden administration. And that's because they're trying to create a particular balance of power. Okay, so when I sat back and analyzed, I began to overstand and understand, and the issue is right here. Okay, you cannot react. That's what they want. This thing, this reaction industry loop, is called the reaction industry loop because it's based on and relies on your reactions. Now, there are instances where you can react, but it has to be cold and calculated. Okay? People that I see do this very well are like Goldstein. He's a very cold and calculated killer when it comes to the social medias. Okay. Now, how do you know the difference between a cold reaction and a hot reaction? And we covered this yesterday in our emotional intelligence, where we're talking about what is your body temperature. You have to take your temperature before you react. So if your temperature is hot, that is not a good reaction. If your temperature is cold, if you are at a point of ma'at or balance or harmony within the body, as far as your temperature is controlled, now you can be a cold, calculated killer. You see what I'm saying? So at some point, you have to exit this loop. Or if you're going to participate in this loop, what you really want to do is you want to be a disruptor. Okay. You want to disrupt this loop. And that's what I like to do. I like to come in and I'm that guy who the loop gets to me and it stops. So it doesn't even reach the next destination. Right. You'll have to go around me. Okay. So this is why I'm not popular amongst the grifter class. Okay. This is why a lot of particular types of media don't want to talk to me, because I'm not a part of this game. And this game is lucrative. It's an industry. This loop is an industry. There's money to be made here. And when it gets to Hotep Jesus, I stop the money. And that's what they don't like. And you'll see this in the media. Now, I spoke about this yesterday. Much of this stuff relies on, let's come back to the first page, low IQ people, ignorant people, white trash, emotional people. That's what this relies on. And, you know, the fact of the matter is these grifters, they don't respect you. They don't respect She said, H.J. came in raining on folks' parade. This is what I do. So they don't respect you because they know you're a boomer. They know you're not tech savvy. So they can scam you because you're ignorant and you're low IQ and you're emotional. You react emotionally. You're a victim of symbolism. Right. So the American flag, they can use that against you. Right. So if they want to invoke an emotion out of you, what they'll do is they'll put an image of the United States of America flag on fire. And then now you're emotional. Or if you're Christian, they'll publish a story of Christians in Palestine were killed. Right. So they like to play on your emotions, but it's because they control you with the symbolism and the things that you believe you're supposed to you're supposed to have faith in. Right. So a lot of this stuff is very, very religious, even when it's not technically religious. Nationalism is a form of religion. OK, where your God is represented by the flag and the national anthem. This is why you'll see so many people get emotional when they'll see something that says, let's go back here, the Black National Anthem, right? So the grifter class, they see this happen at, you know, the Super Bowl or whatever, right? Then they'll create the media headlines. Then they'll gaslight and they'll say things like, oh my God, when was there a Black National Anthem? Meanwhile, there's, you know, I grew up knowing the Black National Anthem since I was a little boy. I hate it. I don't like the song as it's traditionally performed, but I know it exists, right? And then they get that to the red whites, and the red whites go, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. Then they react, and then the black people react to these people, and then the loop continues again. You see what I'm saying? So when the lizard men and the agencies decide to insert the Black National Anthem into a game, you know, they're not doing it to appease blacks. They're doing it to feed this race bait reaction industry loop. And that allows them to keep control over the group so that these two groups, the red whites and the black people, are always at odds. Right. So I'll go to another example for you. And I'm going to pick on Gothics here. And then we'll get to some more news in a little bit here. But I want to show you, I'm going to go to Gothic's page, shout out to Vanessa, and she's somebody who's caught in this loop, right? She's grifting the loop, okay? She's grifting this loop. So here she says, hear me out. If the black community isn't a monolith, then why is there so much animosity towards black conservatives, libertarians, or literally anyone who doesn't align with progressive thought? So really what she's practicing here are several things in our reactionary loop. The first thing is that she does very well here is she's gaslighting. Now, I don't know if she's doing it on purpose or out of ignorance, but she's gaslighting, right? She's gaslighting. That's what she's practicing right now. I'm going to say it one more time. She's gaslighting the black community. And by gaslighting the black community with her headlines and captions, what she does is she triggers the red whites react to her content, then black people react to, and then the loop continues, right? So she's participating in this and she's profiting from this industry, this reaction industry loop, okay? And hold on a second. I'm just fixing this on the screen. Shout out for the super. We're going to get to the super in just a minute. Hit our goal. Thank you very much. So let's go back to Gothics, right? So I said she was, what I say she was doing, she was gaslighting. So here she says something quite contradictory. She says the black community is not a monolith, yet she's saying that they follow progressive thought. Now, the fact of the matter is the black community does not follow progressive thought. There's nothing progressive about the black community. The black community as a whole is very, very, very conservative, very homophobic. OK, and so what happens is because she doesn't have any close proximity with blacks is my guess, real blacks, not boule blacks. Or white blacks, as I like to call them, you know, really what happens here is she's judging the black community based upon university blacks. Okay. And university blacks are black people who end up in the university system that are indoctrinated by socialist, progressive, liberal, communist, socialist thought. Okay. So they have their mind basically zapped when they go to the university. Now, the issue is these university blacks are used by the agencies to represent black people. So you'll think that Don Lemon represents black people. You'll think that Whoopi Goldberg represents black people. But the only people who look to these people for, you know, any sort of insight are university blacks. You always notice that the more quote unquote educated someone is, the more they'll be aligned with progressive thought. Okay. And this is what happened to some of the, black boomer class. You know, college was cheap. They went and they learned at these universities, and they feed into, and this is why I say Marx is right, where he denigrates the middle class, and he's right about the middle class. He's very, very right about the middle class. He's wrong about the solution to the problem, but he's right that the middle class is a detriment to the lower class, okay? Because they carry this perceived notion that they're better than somebody because they've earned a higher income and they have a higher level of education. But many of these university blacks have a higher level of education, but they have no original thought. And this is why Gothics believes that they are a monolith, okay? So when she talks about animosity towards black conservatives, she's not actually talking about black conservatives. The animosity is not towards black conservatives, it's towards black grifters. Okay. Black grifters who happen to align with red whites. We can't call them conservatives because they are not conservative, because nothing that they do follows conservative principles. They are conservative in talking points only. Secondly, the libertarians, I don't see much pushback from the black community towards libertarians. When I look at the black people on my timeline that don't align with conservatives, they do seem very libertarian or conservative in principle. OK, so again, either Vanessa is an agent, right? Or she's just ignorant, right? So she might be in this target demographic, or she might not. Now, I've interviewed her before. She is not knowledgeable, but I think she is intelligent. So I think I would have to say she's in this grifter class, right? Where, you know, she's published this documentary about her struggles with black people and being kicked out the gamer community, and black people in the gamer community don't like her because she thinks differently, so on and so forth. And I get that. That is absolutely true. However, to label that as all black people is ignorant. And then she feeds into this cycle. OK, so I don't want to pick on Gothics anymore. I just want to use that real life example so you can see how the gaslighting, the headlines and the captions feed into this reactionary loop where you actually don't have to participate. You don't have to be a part of the gaming community. Because there is no gaming community. What you have is lizard men and agencies funding and controlling gamer media, because we're talking about media here. And what you can do is you can create a parallel economy, you can create your own media. And there are a lot of conservative type gamer communities. Right. So when they say gamer community, what they're saying is, what they're admitting is that they've allowed the left to own gaming. Right. And you can talk about, you know, some of the stuff happening in video games themselves and how it's becoming woke. And I will not deny that. That definitely happens. OK. Strong Dad said, you know what? This stream is so good that I'm actually going to log off and download this stream to listen while I'm refinishing cabinets tomorrow. I appreciate you, man. Salute, salute, salute. So B's Basic Bites says Black National Anthem is designed for division. It's not designed for division. It is used for division. Those are two completely different things. It existed because we were already divided. Okay, so because we were not a part of this country, black people were not a part of this country. For example, in World War One, we weren't allowed to fight. We were relegated to the positions of the kitchen, right? And so on and so forth. So there was segregation within the actual army. So we weren't treated as quote unquote equals, right? So we had to create our own institutions and our own anthems, right? And then what happens is because those things exist, they use them as tools of divisiveness. You know what I'm saying? So let's finalize here and then get to some other news. What we have to do is we have to exit the loop. We have to exit the loop. Follow this arrow. Get out of the loop. Mute these accounts. Do whatever you have to do. I mean, you don't have to mute them. You can observe them. I don't like to mute them. I like to observe them because it lets me know, you know, where the lizard men and agencies are placing their chips. So I like to watch them. I like to monitor everything, but I don't react to it. Now, what happens is you have some people who are aware of this industry. Okay. And then you'll have this grifter class reemerge here. Wait, hold on a second. You'll have the grifter class reemerge right here. Okay. So you'll have black people who understand this reactionary loop industry, and they begin to gaslight, insult, mislabel, and they participate in this industry reaction loop. And these are race bait and grifters. You know, Tariq Masheed may fall into that category where he uses that to ingratiate himself and basically siphon energy from his audience and turn it into dollars. And so I don't participate in that because I'm part of that 5% of the righteousness who recognize the loop, make people aware of the loop, but do not participate in a loop. Although I could participate in a loop and make a pretty penny, I don't think I'd be able to sleep well at night. I just don't. For something tells me I wouldn't be able to sleep well at night. I wouldn't be able to. I don't know. I don't know what it is about me, but it would make my stomach hurt to knowingly participate in it. Now, sometimes what I might do is I may experiment. Right. So I'll throw something in the water to see how people react to help me understand this loop, to help me understand, you know, what are the triggers for these people. Right. And then we can do valuable things with that data and information. OK. Things are popping off in the Middle East right now. Top off your gas tank. So let's talk about that. That is this reactionary loop, the Middle East bait reaction industry loop. So that's a whole nother loop that exists as well. And we have Hairway to Steven falling for that. It is a distraction. It is a distraction. Right? To make you react. Don't react. Ignore. These things are distractions. So what should be here when we leave the loop, what are we leaving the loop for? When we leave the loop, what are we leaving the loop for? Right? And in our case, it is quite simple. Hotepistan. Right? But Hotepistan is really just a synonym for Hotep and build, right? Create Ma'aten peace and build. What is it that you're working on? Where could you be placing your energy and attention instead of what the lizard men and the agencies want you to pay attention to? That's why we say a lot of this stuff is it's a distraction. You know, police shot a black man, distraction. White man got beat up by a black man. Distraction. Leave the loop. Hotep and Bill. Leave the loop. Hotep and Bill. Focus on you. Focus on your family. Focus on your community. We have the Hotep community. What can you do to help your community? These are the things that we want to begin to focus our attention on. Okay. So when I talk about these things, and some people will say, Hotep Jesus, you know, you do these, you do your show and you talk about these current events. But what I like to do is I like to frame everything in everybody's mind. And that's the part some people miss. They say, you're talking about the distraction. However, when I talk about the distraction, I frame it as a distraction to my audience so their mind can compartmentalize it where it needs to be. So when it enters the subconscious mind, it doesn't enter the subconscious mind as a virus. It enters the subconscious mind as a tool, something that can be used for your own benefit. Okay? Getting swoliosis. Yeah, there you go. Let's get swole, right? Go to the gym. Leave this loop and Hotep and Bill. Okay. So with that being said, let's go into some more news here. Jimmy Doss Hotep says Syscoin and Super Dap is going to change the game. Salute. Kelson, $50 super. He says a few shekels of appreciation for this presentation. Hotep to all in attendance. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Let's take a look. AOC is pumping. I don't know if you guys know this. Hold on. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, no, 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 no. Where is it? Hold on. Let me bring it up on the screen. I'm sorry. Hold on. It's in a different browser. No, 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 stop it. Okay, here we go. Let's go here. Let's go there. All right, let's bring this up on your screen now. You should see it. All right, cool. Here we go. Boom. So AOC, I don't know if you guys know this, but, you know, there's a very big meme coin rally happening. They have political tokens, right? So one of the political tokens that you can see on the screen is AOC. And today we witnessed a huge pump up to about 0.003 USD on the AOC meme coin. It has since tanked and is coming back down, you know, somewhere in a range of this floor, right? But if we take a look, this is a pretty decent looking chart. This is a decent looking chart. Like if you told me this was a stock, I'm like, it's just doing, this is a really good stock to buy, right? So I think, you know, the floor on this thing may be, you know, if it breaks this floor at 0.0014 about, then the next floor is going to be 0.001. What does that say? 0.011. Yeah, 0.011. So keep an eye on it. You know, play responsibly. Oh, that's what I'll say. I'll say play responsibly. This is not investment advice. But I do like to keep my audience aware of what's happening, because, again, like we said, there's this reactionary loop and all these things they want you to pay attention to. But it's just like money's being printed. OK, money's being printed right in front of our eyes. And if you're cold and calculated enough, you can get a piece of this American pie. OK. So that's AOC. You guys can take a look at that. Just make sure you buy the right token. In order to do that, you got to have the right CA. Okay. Got to have the right address. And if you guys need that, let me know. Let me know. So, yeah. All right. So, boom. So, we talked about that, the AOC pump. A lot of great things happening in the world of crypto. Let's reach down in the grift bag. Check this out. Bing, bang, boom. BlackRock launches Bitcoin ETF advertising campaign on Bloomberg's homepage. Amazing, amazing. So, you know, everybody's distracted by whatever the fuck. Big things are going on, okay? Here's another story. I got to talk about this because this one annoyed me. You know, this is annoying to me. Shout out to Mark. So the headline here reads, Hog Wild, filing show left-wing Gen Z pack blew more than $1 million on travel expenses, consultants, and spent little on candidates, right? So, again, like I told people, you know, politics is a grift, okay? It's a grift. And it's a legal grift. It's a legal grift. If these things are business expenses, you don't have to, you know, the money doesn't have to get to candidates, right? It doesn't have to. The whole politics system is a big scam, a legal scam, a legal scam. Now, the thing that upset me was I saw people passing around this viral situation of some girl from an Asian country debating David Hogg. And the headline is, David Hogg gets owned by, you know, some Asian chick. And I'm just like, why is this news? Why is this news? Why are we making him relevant? Right? So warning to you guys, do not, like, repost this stuff. Like, do not, like, when they bring, like, he's an idiot. Like, he's just a child. He doesn't know shit. His dad's a federal agent. And the right wing just continues to take people like him and the others I don't want to name and keep propping them up and keep giving them a platform. And it's just fucking disgusting. It's just disgusting. We gotta let these people just float into oblivion of irrelevance. Anyway, let's talk about Big Brother Tech. New Big Brother Tech hit. So another thing that right wing does is they talk about the crime created by Democratic policies, and we have to do something about it. And again, they're in a different reactionary loop, except in this reactionary loop is Big Brother Tech. And let's take a look.
Now we're locked in.
What you're about to see.
So that's going to be your aiming point.
White settlement police say.
And you're going to press arm.
Will be a game changer.
3, 2, 1.
A new tracking dart. Officers can launch from their patrol cars and stick to the back of a suspect vehicle trying to get away.
Now you can see it sticks and it's very difficult to get off.
Officers then follow the car with GPS instead of chasing it.
You go do your thing. We're going to cool off for a couple minutes, let you cool off, and then we're going to come back on my time now.
That's safer, Chief Christopher Cook says.
Police chases are probably one of the most dangerous activities that a law enforcement officer gets involved in. They're very unpredictable.
A handful of times a year, chases involving his officers end with a crash.
And so, yeah, we've had some close calls.
The new technology from company Star Chase will allow officers to back off, hopefully leading suspects to slow down.
They don't feel the heat as much, so they return to more of a normal speed. They don't run a red light and crash into a family.
But it comes at a cost. Each device runs $20,000.
Damn.
White Settlement is buying more than a dozen. The chief calls it an investment in lives for the public, the suspects, and his officers, who will still try to make the arrest.
Get the bad guy. Maybe just kind of do it on our time and not theirs.
In White Settlement, I'm Cole Sullivan.
Now, when I'm watching this, the first thing I'm watching for is this real? Is this real? It appears real. I got to be honest with you. It appears real. Like, this is a real thing. Let's translate post. What is it saying? GPS dart is a clever way to track criminals without car chase. So, that reactionary loop, we can create another reactionary loop for crime. Democrats bad. Democrats create crime. Red whites react. Government reacts to red whites. Big Brother explodes. Now, Big Brother's watching yo ass, red whites. And y'all just, now they tag yo ass and take away your guns, and now you're upset. Or Jan 6 happens, right? And you end up on a list. So be careful. Be careful what you feed into. Because, you know, what you're feeding your energy into might come back and bite you. Okay? All right, cool. Let's go to phone lines. Text Hotep your name at 202-596-5631. Text Hotep your name at 202-596-5631. And I'll be right back after this short, brief commercial break.